Our call to worship is from Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Will the Great Commission ever be fulfilled, and will it be successful? Will the kingdom of God come to earth in its fullness as it is in heaven? The answer is yes. The scriptures teach us this. Micah chapter 4. And it will come about in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains, and it will be raised above the hills, and the peoples will stream to it. And many nations will come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths. And from Zion will go forth the law, even the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will judge between many peoples and render decisions for mighty distant nations. Then they will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and never again will they train for war. And each of them will sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. Though the peoples walk each in the name of his God, as for us, we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather the outcasts, even those whom I have afflicted. I will make the lame a remnant and the outcasts a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from now on and forever. Here are a few comments on the victory of the gospel by John Calvin in a sermon on Micah chapter 4. Quote, the extremity of days, the prophet has no doubt calls this the coming of Christ. For it is then that the church of God was built anew. In short, since it is Christ that introduced the renovation of the world, his advent is rightly called a new age, and hence it is said to be the extremity of days. And this mode of expression very frequently occurs in Scripture, and we know that the time of the gospel is expressly called, quote, the last days. Continuing the quote, throughout this passage, the prophet teaches us that people are not to be constrained by armed force or by power of the sword to submit to David's posterity, but that they are really and thoroughly to be reformed so that they submit themselves to God, unite with the body of the church, and become one people with the children of Abraham. For they will yield a voluntary service in embracing the teaching of the law. They will renounce their superstitions. This is the prophet's teaching.